This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wrestling fans of all ages, welcome to the greatest wrestling game show on earth. Body, press your luck. Test your knowledge and embarrass your peers. Do you have what it takes? Well, step inside for the greatest challenge of your life. And now your hosts, JT Rosero and Jordan Duncan.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to episode number 6 of Body Press Your Luck, Place to Be Nation's first ever wrestling trivia game show. I am JT, and joining me, as always, he's fresh off the Disney sing-along special, my partner in crime, Jordan Duncan. Jordan, how are you?
Well, I'm here in Michigan, where hundreds, if not maybe thousands of people protested our governor yesterday because they want to go catch viruses. So, glad to be around some smart people tonight.
Well, mainly, but we'll see for sure, because it'll be proven out as we go through this episode. Also fresh off the Disney sing-along, I believe he was doing the song by Baloo in Jungle Book. That is Andy Atherton. Andy, how are you?
Well, you know, we look for the bare necessities, which is all we can find at the stores these days. But I'm doing good. I am sporting a somewhat pathetic isolation beard, but I'm in good spirits.
Is a rival the cowboy Roger Morsett's? Because his is
This is not. It's not pretty. Thank God, this is not a video game show.
Okay, well, it's better than Jordan Duncan's Birkin he's growing down there. So,
you know it, sir.
All right, yo, here we are in another quarter. I don't know. Was our last episode during quarantine as well? It might have been, but this is episode 6. We have two new competitors that take on our defending champion. So why don't we go ahead and usher them in? First up is a feisty fella. The key to liking him is you have to accept his poor opinions. He puts the special in special relations. He is Ben Loch Ness Monster. Ben, how are you?
Hello, JT. Hello, Jordan. Hello, Andy. How are we?
We're well.
Good.
We're good. Fixing for a scuffle here tonight, hopefully.
We'll try.
All right. Well, next up is a man that perpetually lives 20 years in the past. He's usually filled with bangers and mash, and he just woke up. Rory McNamara. Rory, how are you doing?
Morning, everybody. Yeah, not sure how much roaring is going on at the moment, but I'll do my best.
Snoring, Rory.
Yeah. Pull it together. And here's Ryan Everett. Ryan, how are you?
Pretty good. So will this make it a world championship that is being defended across the pond?
This is it. We're going from territorial title to a world title tonight. Congrats. Ryan, you are a 5-time defending champion here on Body Press Your Luck. This is your 6th game, and we'll see. We've had to scour the world, scour the globe, to bring in competition to try and take you down. And that's what we're going to try and do in momentarily, because I'm going to turn things over to Jordan Duncan for our first game. Down.
Okay. Guess who's back again. Yeah.
All right. So our first game is a simple question and answer game, but it's called Famous Rematches. So if you can't figure out what this game is about, I don't think you're going to do too well. I'm going to ask you some questions about some famous rematches. You give me the answer. Much like our lightning round, the questions range from easy, medium, hard, and then one very hard question. The point scale gives you a point if you get the easy ones right, 2 points for a medium, 3 points for a hard one, and 5 if you get a very hard question correct. As always, you can pass. If you do not know right away, feel free to pass. You've got 90 seconds. We can come back to it. We do have to take the first answer you give, though. I know on a couple episodes past, we had somebody give an incorrect answer. I think it was Neil Trauma. And then
the only one incorrect answer. Right. Many incorrect answers from Neil Trauma.
Yeah, but he gave an answer quickly that was wrong and realized it was wrong. Unfortunately, we have to take the first answer you give. The big thing to remember is use your passes if you need them, and you've got 90 seconds.
And I know you stated, Jordan, but just to really push, so every question has something to do with a rematch of some sort. It may not be like nominally about the match, but in relation to a match that had happened previously, there was a match following that, and this has something to do with those matches. So that's the backlash theme, obviously, is what's in play here, but they're not all backlash, clearly. So anyway, I'll shut up. Bye.
Just matches that have happened before, and these guys went at it more than once. So any questions from our contestants?
Nope.
All right. Perfect. Justin, why don't you tell me who is going first?
Up first is Ben Locke.
All right, Ben.
Let's do it.
All right, Andy, 90 seconds on the clock. You go ahead and start when I finish reading the first question, okay?
You got it.
All right, first question is, who was the guest referee for the Steve Austin vs. Rock rematch at Backlash 99?
Shane McMahon.
Which wrestler took the loss to Chris Benoit at Backlash 2004?
2004, that was Shawn Michaels.
What was the final score of the Rock Triple H Iron Man match at Judgment Day 2000?
6-5.
Who won the tag team titles in TLC 4 on Monday Night Raw?
TLC 4, that was Kane and the Hurricane.
Which of the following was not a lumberjack at In Your House 2? Razor Ramon, Triple H, Duke Drozzi, IRS, or the British Bulldog?
Bulldog.
What was The Undertaker's WrestleMania record after ending Shawn Michaels' career at WrestleMania 26?
and 19-0.
What was Johnny B. Badd's pay-per-view record against Diamond Dallas Page?
2-1.
What was the official decision of the final singles match between Steve Austin and Bret Hart?
DQ win for Bret.
All right. Approximately how many viewers tuned into NBC for the Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant match on the main event?
33 million.
Name 6 of the 14 people who were in the ring to celebrate Bret's title win at WrestleMania 10.
Gorilla Monsoon, Tatanka, Razor, Randy Savage, and the Steiners.
Okay, given that he started the answer,
oh, yeah.
So I think we can
get... We talked about this, like a shot in basketball. Yep. As long as it's released, you're good.
Yep.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Not a bad start.
No, you did good. All right, guest referee for Steve Austin vs. The Rock at the Backlash was Shane McMahon. The wrestler took the loss to Chris Benoit Backlash 04 was Shawn Michaels. Final score of the Iron Man match at Judgment Day 2000, 6-5 in honor of Triple H. You got that one right. Who won the tag titles? TLC 4 was Kane, and indirectly the Hurricane. Kane really won the match, but you get that one. The man who was not a lumberjack was the British Bulldog. You get that correct. Undertaker's record at WrestleMania 26 was 18-0, not 19, 18-0. Close. It's tough to do that quick math when you get the clock ticking. Yep. Johnny B. Badd's pay-per-view record was actually 4-0 against DDP. DDP never beat him on pay-per-view. The official decision of the first singles match between Steve Austin and the final singles match between Steve Austin and Bret Hart was a no contest on Raw in that street fight that they had. Approximately how many viewers? Mm-hmm. And great job on this one. 33 million. Nice job for Hogan and Andre. And here are the 14 men that were in the ring to celebrate Bret Hart's title win. Lex Luger, Razor Ramon, Sparky Plug, Tatanka, Roddy Piper, Randy Savage, 1-2-3 Kid, Burt Reynolds, Ronda Shearer, Donnie Wahlberg, Pat Patterson, Gorilla Monsoon, and Vince McMahon, which I don't believe you got.
No.
Okay. All right, so 10 points, Ben. Nice start. All right, up next is our defending champion, Ryan Everett.
All right, Ryan, normally I ask our contestants if they have any questions or if they're ready, but since I know that you are ready, I would just ask, how are you doing?
Oh, good, you know, just going crazy here in my basement.
Yeah, same here. Not in your basement, but...
Right, yeah, that'd be going against social distancing.
Exactly. Speaking of social distancing, Andy, are you ready with the clock?
I am ready.
All right, stay 6 feet away from me and start when I finish the first question. Which WWF TV program launched with a Bret Hart-Owen Hart title rematch?
Action Zone.
How many F5s did Brock Lesnar hit on Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 34?
6.
Who attacked Roman Reigns at the end of his WWE title match with AJ Styles at Extreme Rules 2016?
Seth Rollins.
Who helped Hulk Hogan defeat the Warrior with a weak chair shot at Halloween Havoc 98?
Horace Hogan.
In what type of gimmick match did Randy Savage and DDP compete at the Great American Bash 97?
Falls Count Anywhere?
What is Batista's pay-per-view record against John Cena?
1-1.
In his third straight pay-per-view bout against three men, who did Lashley pin to win the ECW title at One Night Stand 07?
Vince McMahon.
In what type of gimmick match did Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels, and AJ Styles compete at Destination X 2006?
Ultimate X Triple Threat.
In what type of match did Bob Backlund defeat Ken Patera in their finale of the MSG trilogy?
Texas Deathmatch.
Not counting Mr. T, name the six people who got involved during or after the Hogan Flair match at Halloween Havoc 94.
Brother Brutai, The Avalanche, Kevin Sullivan, Sting, Sherry, Jimmy Hart.
All right. Wow.
Ah, fuck. All right. Which TV program launched with Bret Hart, Owen Hart, Action Zone? How many F5s did Brock Lesnar hit on Roman Reigns? 6. Roman Reigns was attacked by Seth Rollins after he beat AJ Styles. Horace Hogan with the lame-ass chair shot to help Hulk Hogan. Falsca Anywhere was indeed the type of match Randy Savage and DDP fought at Great American Bash 97. Batista's pay-per-view record against John Cena is actually 1-2, so you got that one wrong. In his third straight pay-per-view bout against three men, Lashley did defeat Mr. McMahon to win the ECW title. Ultimate X at Destination X happened. Texas Deathmatch was the finale between Backlund and Patera, and you got all 6 at Halloween Havoc 94 for 21 points. Rory, not a lot of pressure out of the gate here, but
not at all.
See how you can do. Come out.
I will say this though: tonight we've got a game where you can get a whole lot of points in the next round.
But Ryan has the same opportunity, so don't waste this one.
All right, Rory, he is awake. The lights are on. Water is flowing through his system, and I think we are ready to go. Rory, are you ready?
Let's go. Yep, let's do it.
Andy, you good to go?
I'm good.
All right. First question is, which Shawn Michaels Razor Ramon match was longer, WrestleMania 10 or SummerSlam 95?
SummerSlam 95.
Who helped Batista defeat The Undertaker at Survivor Series 2007?
Edge.
What was the Ultimate Warrior's record against Rick Rude on pay-per-view?
2-1.
How many times has Johnny Gargano defeated Tommaso Ciampa at TakeOver?
Two.
Of all the NWO members that rushed the ring during Sting Hogan at Super Brawl 8, who did not attack Sting?
Kevin Nash.
In what city did Ric Flair defeat Randy Savage to regain his WWF World title?
Springfield, Mass.
How many AAs and rock bottoms in total were successfully landed in the main event of WrestleMania 29?
5.
In what type of match did Bam Bam Bigelow challenge Taz for the FTW title at Heatwave 98?
Pass.
All right, how did Hulk Hogan defeat Sergeant Slaughter in their Desert Storm rematch from WrestleMania 7?
Flag shot.
All right, name 6 of the 7 people that escorted Bret Hart or Shawn Michaels at the entrance curtain before their match at Survivor Series 97.
Triple H, China, Owen, Bulldog, Blade, Anvil.
All right, you got that one. That's 6.
Okay.
And time.
And head back to bed, Rory. Here's the first one. Shawn Michaels versus Ramon match longer with SummerSlam 95. Edge did indeed help Batista beat The Undertaker. Warriors record on pay-per-view, 2-1 against Rick Rude. Gargano's only actually beat Ciampa one time at TakeOver. He's 1-2. Randy Savage was the man who did not attack Sting in Super Brawl 8. Ric Flair defeated Randy Savage in Hershey, Pennsylvania. 6 AAs and rock bottoms in total were landed at WrestleMania 29. Taz versus Bigelow was a false count anywhere match. Hogan defeated Slaughter in the Desert Storm rematch when General Adnan threw in the towel. And you got the last one right. Blade, Owen, Bulldog, Anvil, China, Triple H, and Rick Rude was, I don't know if that's what he said or not, but that last one saved
you.
He got it. that kept you in there, Rory. So that was 8 points for you heading into round 2. So Ryan Everett at 21, Ben Locke at 10, Rory McNamara at 8. Before we get to round 2, let's quickly tell you what's going on in the world of Place of Nation Wrestling on that feed on Podbean and beyond. Place to Be Podcast 546. Myself and Scott Griscolo welcomed in Sean Kidd for his PTB debut, reviewing and discussing the September 21st, 1990 Madison Square Garden house show. On a new episode of Main Event, Scott, brother Nate, and Steve Willey took a one-night show version of WrestleMania 36. They rebooked that and then headed back to 2002 for one of the worst shows in TNA history. Saying something. Scott was also with Dr. G, NWA Saturday Special, looking at New Year's Clash 2019, on a brand new podcast called Senior Video. Roy McNamara trawls his way through home video classic session of WWE Network in episode 1, joined by Callum McDougall to look at UK Rampage 1993. Greg, Jenny, and Tim back with episode 13 of Talking WCW. They discuss Battle Bowl. And Row 1 Seat 1's newest episode has superfans Tiffany and Sean to discuss the impact of independent wrestling has had on their lives. And finally, PTB NXT episode number 4. Jake, Jenny, and Tim looking at the first live event on NXT, on the network, NXT Arrival. So subscribe today, rate, leave feedback for the PTB and Wrestling feed. That's what you're hearing this show right now. And that's all I got to say there. So why don't we head over to game number 2. And I'll tell you about it right now. That game is called Spring Stampede. Of course, April was always the month of Spring Stampede in WCW. And what we're going to do is we've picked three of them. You're going to have 45 seconds to name as many competitors as you can that appeared on that show. If we have any trace that you're possibly looking at Wikipedia, you'll be shamed for the rest of your lives. You'll be banned from future trivia. No, I trust you all. Okay, so here we go. Rory, you are up first. I'm going to give you your year, and the clock will start after I tell you that. You have 45 seconds to name as many wrestlers as you can. So I'm not looking for commentators or managers.
Yep.
As many as you can, up to 20. There were 20 on the show. Are you ready?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Your year is 1997.
Okie doke. DDP. Randy Savage. Billy Kidman, Rey Mysterio. Oh my goodness, I'm in a nightmare. Ric Flair, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Stevie Ray, Booker T. Oh goodness me, struggling here. Yeah, this is a nightmare. I'm back to bed.
Time.
Oh, good.
All right. You got Rey Mysterio, Kevin Nash, Booker T, Stevie Ray, DDP, and Randy Savage. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points out of 20. You missed Ultimo Dragon, Akira Hokuto, Medusa, Prince Iaukea, Steve Regal, Rocco Rock, Johnny Grunge, Steve McMichael, Jeff Jarrett, Dean Malenko, Chris Benoit, Rick Steiner, Lex Luger, and The Giant. So I believe that was the infamous Hulk Hogan coming for you pay-per-view, I think, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that's I'll remember that one.
All right, Ben, are you ready?
Ready.
All right. So for your year, there's more than 20, but we want to keep things even. So 20 was the minimum. So you have up to 20 guys you can name from this year of Spring Stampede. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Your year is 1998.
98. So Savage, God, Booker T, Jericho, Malenko, I'm struggling, Hall, Nash, was Hogan in 98? Don't think so. Kidman, Mysterio, I can't remember if I said them. some people. Benoit, DDP.
10 seconds.
Regal. No. Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero. Chavo Guerrero.
Time.
All right. All right, you got Chavo there under the gun. So we got Chavo, Booker T, Benoit, Jericho, Nash, DDP, and Savage. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You didn't get Goldberg.
I'll take,
Goldberg, Saturn, Ultimo Dragon, Kurt Hennig, British Bulldog, Prince Iokea, Rick Steiner, Lex Luger, Scott Steiner, Buff Bagwell, Psicosis, La Parca, Hollywood Hogan, Roddy Piper, Giant, Raven, and Sting. So left a lot there on the board. 7 points. All right, Ryan, are you ready?
Yep.
All right. You can name up to 20 guys from Spring Stampede 1999.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. Okay. Blitzkrieg, Juventud Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, Kidman, Benoit, Malenko, Raven, Saturn, Hogan, DDP, Flair, what's his name? Goldberg, Nash. Who else is Conan? Bigelow, Raven, Sandman.
Five seconds.
Sting. That's all I got.
Oh, is that it?
That's all.
All right, you got Juventud Guerrero, Blitzkrieg, Bam Bam Bigelow. I'll give you a hack. You said Sandman. Conan, Rey Mysterio, Billy Kidman, Chris Benoit, Malenko, Raven, Saturn, Goldberg, Nash, DDP, Flair, Hogan, Sting. The only ones you didn't get were Scotty Riggs, Mikey Whipwreck, Disto, Inferno, Scott Steiner, and Booker T. So, Andy, how many is that? You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 6.
I believe it's 17.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Double check. I'll double check while you're talking.
All right.
I'll see myself out for not remembering Scotty Riggs. I mean.
Yeah, pathetic.
How dare you?
All right, Jordan, why don't you tell us what's going on the PCB and Pop feed?
I will say that Scotty Riggs has his eye on Ryan, his good eye. But on the Pop feed, you can feast your eyes on these shows on the latest episode of The Great Debate. Andy is joined by Scott Criscola, Sean Kidd, and Lee Elias to discuss and debate a variety of sports and pop culture topics. On the newest episode of The Weekly, It Was a Thing on TV, host Mike Gregorchico bring you a triad of TV obscurities. On the latest Laughing Theater, host Andy Atherton brought me in. Andy and I watched the 1995 Chris Farley movie Tommy Boy, and we may have cursed Brian Dennehy, who passed away today. So it was a lot of fun. Laughing Theater is a live watch where you watch the show with us and listen to our commentary and maybe chime in. And on the latest Year in Pop, Andy Scott, D'Amato, and Dr. G are up to 1981 as they discuss all kinds of things going on in news, sports, pop culture, year by year. They're up to 1981. But Justin, I believe we've got all kinds of other feeds that people can check out, correct?
Yeah, we'll talk about those in a minute, though. Why don't we head over to round number three, Jordan?
We can do just that.
All right, so here's our scores. Rory McNamara checks in with 14, Ben Locke with 17, and combined they are not beating Ryan Everett, who has 38. But as we always say, there's plenty of time to make up points in this game. Never over.
Absolutely.
Never over. We saw that almost our little comeback last episode, if you remember. So there's always some time. So Jordan, why don't you tell us what's going on in round three?
So, guys, this is a game that we've been planning really since the start of the show. We're calling it Name That Theme Song. We've been trying to think of ways that we can incorporate a theme song game in, and here's what we're going to do. We are going to give you a line from the lyrics of a theme song, and you just tell us whose theme song that is. So I'll give you a line from the theme. You will tell us the wrestler that comes out to that song. You're each going to get two sets, two easy ones, two mediums, and two hards. 1 point for the easies, 3 points for the medium, 5 points for the hard ones. Any questions? I will not be singing the songs. So,
damn it.
But if you would like to sing them back to us, by all means, go ahead. So, Justin, who's kicking us off here?
Ryan Everett.
All right. The champ is going to get this first line. And again, this one is not timed, but we do ask you kind of answer quickly. If I feel like you're taking a little bit too long, I'm going to say, give us an answer, please. No passing or anything like that. Ryan, your first lyric is, I hear voices in my head.
Sorry, Randy Orton.
Okay. Sorry. We finally
stumped. I was like, are we finally going to stump him with this one?
finally stumped Ryan Everett. Theme songs. All right, moving on to the medium. Right to the I'll give you one easy, one medium, one hard, then we'll give you another set. All right, Ryan, your medium question is, or your medium lyric, is Kaze ni Nare.
Kazarni?
That's good. Not right, but it's funny.
All right, and your hard one. Society's elite with blood that's blue.
The blue bloods.
All right. We'll go back to another easy one for you. If you ever take a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia.
Big boss, man.
Next one. This is medium. Last night I was out there messing with a lady that was 7 feet tall.
Jive soul bro. Slick. Sorry.
All right. And the hard one is, we got creep shows, freak shows, wicked clowns.
The oddities.
All right.
I was hoping you'd say Kazarni again.
Yeah.
All right. So you got Randy Orton was correct. You did not get Kaze ni Nare was Minoru Suzuki. Society's Elite with Blood That's Blue was Curran White. If you ever take a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia, Big Boss Man, messing with a lady that's 7 feet tall, that was Slick, and Creep Shows was the Oddities. So, nice job, Ryan, with 10 points, but he did leave some on the board, fellas, so if you have a shot now, if you know your themes, this is it. Rory, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, Rory, we'll start with your easy one, and that lyric is, somebody gonna get their wig split.
Pass.
All right. Medium. I've been everything you want me to be.
Victoria.
All right. The hard one is, my pants couldn't be too tight. That's when I learned to fight. Need an answer.
No, nothing, sorry.
All right. We'll go back to the second easy one. That is, if you hurt my friend and you hurt my pride.
That's Hulk Hogan.
All right. Medium. Embraced by the darkness, I'm losing the light.
Edge.
All right. And the tough one is, don't you dare cross him or get in his way.
Oh, it's ringing a bell. Pass. Sorry.
Now we did pass on that first easy one. We'll give you one more chance. Somebody gun get they wig split.
We should know that. Mm. No, it's not.
All right, that's fine. Justin, you want to give us some correct answers here?
You know, Rory, I think you could sit here and say, if you hurt my friend and you hurt my pride, to Ryan Everett, because you hurt your friend Ben Locke and he's killing your pride in this game. Someone going to get their wig split. That was Mark Henry, the 3-6 Mafia. Mm-hmm. These are tough if you don't know, if you don't hear, like, with Jordan's monotone saying it, but
yep.
I've been everything you want
me. It makes
it
a lot harder, doesn't it?
It does. I've been everything you want me to be. It's the cult of personality that is CM Punk. My pants going to be too tight. That's when I learned to fight. That's Deuce and Domino. If you hurt my friend, you hurt my pride. Hulk Hogan. Embraced by the darkness, I'm losing the light is Judas by Chris Jericho. And don't you dare cross him or get in his way. If you do, you're going to have to pay to the man called Sting. Man called Sting.
All-time great theme song.
All right, so you got 1 point.
All right. One is better than none.
None just makes it like you didn't care. One means you tried. All right, here we go. Ben Locke, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Ben. Your first easy one is this. I walk for miles inside this pit of danger.
Oh, Batista.
All right. Medium. This ain't no home sweet home. It's a home sweet misery.
Pass.
All right. Everybody talks, but we know talk is cheap.
Ooh. Pass.
All right. You're going back to easy. If you don't get this one right, just hang up right now. I've got the looks that drives the girls wild.
Sure, Michaels.
All right. Won't you come and save me? Save me.
Save me. Victoria.
I bring relief for sorrow and pain.
Mordecai. I know it's not.
All right. Go back to the medium one that you passed on. This ain't no home sweet home. It's a home sweet misery.
Triple H.
All right. And last one is everybody talks, but we know talk is cheap. It's a tough one. Any
Let's
guesses?
Go some. No guesses, no.
All right. If you didn't get Batista, I was going to
tell
end the call.
Tell us how we did.
I was going to end the call.
We include Victoria's theme.
Everyone loves Victoria. All right. I walk from Mazda's pit of danger, Batista. This ain't no home sweet home. It's home sweet misery. And that's Bad Streets, U.S. of A. Fridays, Freebirds. Everybody talks, but we know talk is cheap because we're the boys. We're the boys. We're the nasty boys. So WCW. I've got the look that drives a girl wild. Shawn Michaels. Won't you come and save me? Save me. Man in the box. Tommy Dreamer. And I bring relief for sorrow and pain is our weekly cup of Kofi Kingston, SOS.
SOS.
Way back in the day. Sad that that's way back in the day now, but it is.
Yeah, right.
All right. What'd you get, Ben? 2 points. All right. Yes. So scores heading into the finale. Ben, I think you have a shot, technically. You're at 19, Rory at 15, and Ryan at 48. But with 21 points on the board. No, actually, you can't. I think it's over. But we'll play the last round anyway. But let me tell you first what's going on at PlayStation and all of our feeds. Stick around. It'll still be fun, we promise. Subscribe to a pair of tremendous podcast feeds. The Jenny Position, led by Jennifer Smith, the home of Geek and Sassy, talking pop, freak out, driving, telling stories, Journey Through Infinity, and more. Also, check out the new North-South Connection, brought to you by myself and Chad Campbell, the home of Wrestling Warzone, No Holds Barred, the Extreme Three-Way Dance, Jeff Learns Wrestling, the Ruthlessly Aggressive Podcast, and much more. You can subscribe to that on any podcatcher app. And we've officially kicked off our 2020 stretch project, determining the greatest WCW match ever all year to research, promote your matches, and build your list, conversation, and rules at facebook.com/GWCW matches or at the Pro Wrestling Only message board. On our social media pages, Greatest Sports Logo of 2020 tournament has wrapped up. The Chicago Bulls have won that. Be sure to like that page, follow us on social media, though, and you can find out what our next tournament is. Actually, we already announced it, right, Andy? So it's the Greatest Junk Food, Greatest Snack Food Tournament.
Yes, Greatest Junk Food Tournament.
It's going to be great. We've never seen a tournament like this ever before. Be sure not to forget to check out PlaceOfNation.com each and every day. We have new voices and fresh takes and bring you articles on topics of worlds of wrestling, sports, and pop culture. Trent's SmackDown and Fox Report, The Week in WWE with John Crow, Paulie's Perspective, Ben's Unpopular Opinion, and don't forget veteran columns like Glenn Butler's Weekly Walk Around the Web. And if you're shopping, PlaceOfNation.com/Amazon is the place to be. So, Ryan, since we're over, we're still going to compete. But okay. A couple new things, a couple new twists in the final round here. First off, the way we're going to do this from now on is in reverse order of points to, in theory, add some drama. And secondly, Ryan, if you get a perfect score, you can pick the order you go in through the whole next game as champion. And that'll be the prize going forward, okay?
You could defer to go last, go first.
Yep, you can pick the order. The champion will be able to pick the order the next game if he gets a perfect score in the final round. So there's something to play for you on the line. But we're still going to have some fun. We're still going to have some fun to see, you know, we're tracking total points over the games and weeks, and, you know, you don't want to be at the bottom. So, Rory, since you are in last place, you will go first. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Here we go. Andy, after I finish reading, you will start the clock. 90 seconds. Who teamed as Stars and Stripes in WCW?
Pass.
In what type of match did the Quebecers defeat the Steiner Brothers to win the tag titles in September of 1993?
DQ rule waived.
Who challenged Shawn Michaels to the IC title in a lumberjack match on the 1993 Raw?
Jim Duggan.
How much did Buddy Rose claim to weigh while shilling the blow-away diet?
140 pounds.
How many times did Rob Van Dam win the ECW TV title?
Once.
Who was Heath Slater's coach on the first season of NXT?
Miz.
Who won the 40-man battle royal on a July 1992 episode of Primetime Wrestling?
British Bulldog.
Which college football team was Lex Luger kicked off of after he trashed a hotel room?
30 seconds.
Did you say pass? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pass.
In 2005, yeah. Jeff Jarrett won the NWA title from Raven on a show for which independent promotion?
IWA.
Name four of the cable networks TNA Impact has aired on.
Spike. Pass. All right, it's on.
Time.
Well, you started the answer. Do you want to try and finish or not?
Yeah, okay. I'll have a quick think. So it's definitely one. No, the other's not coming to me.
Okay. Yeah, you got kind of screwed. You got a couple of like US-based ones here.
Yeah, definitely.
And you can the second one you can give him, Jordan. That was technically, it wasn't the name of the match, but it was technically the rules there.
Okay, sure. Who teamed the Stars and Stripes in WCW? That was Marcus Bagwell and the Patriot. And what type of match did the Quebecers defeat the Steiners to win the tag titles? It was the Province of Quebec match. Where the DQ rule was waived. Yeah. So we'll give you a point for that. Shawn Michaels was challenged by Jim Duggan in the Lumberjack match on 93 Raw. Buddy Rose claimed to have lost 217 pounds while shilling the blow-away diet and showing off that svelte body. Rob Van Dam only won the ECW TV title one time. You got that one correct. Heath Slater's coach on the first season of NXT was Christian. The 40-man battle royal on July of 92 was won by the Berserker, which is appropriate as he, I think his finishing move was throwing people over the top rope. Lex Luger was kicked off of the University of Miami's football team. That's one that if you live stateside, you might know the hijinks of the Miami Hurricanes. 2005, Jeff Jarrett won the NWA title from Raven on this independent promotion as Border City Wrestling. That's my neck of the woods, Scott DeMore's company. And the cable networks that TNA Impact has aired on Fox Sports Net, Spike TV, Destination America, Pop, Pursuit, and AXS or Access. I'm not quite sure how that's pronounced, even though I watch shows on that channel.
All right, 4 points, Rory. If you want to hang on, you can, or you can go to sleep. Whatever. If you ever woke up, I'm not sure. But
the suspense is killing me. I've got to hang on.
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
All right, Ben Locke, are you ready?
I am ready. I want to get to 30 points. Let's do it.
Okay. See, it's good to have goals.
That's right.
Grab a target in life.
All right. Here we go. Andy, you ready with the clock?
I'm ready.
All right. Who did Owen Hart, the British Bulldog, defend their titles against at In Your House, It's Time?
It's Time. That was the fake Razor and Diesel.
How many championships did Haku win in the WWF?
None.
In which country was Juventud Guerrera arrested after running through a hotel naked and attacking police?
Australia.
Mate. Not counting the WrestleMania 17 gimmick battle royal, what was Barry Darso's final WWF pay-per-view?
SummerSlam 92.
What was the name of the team stalking Fatu in the crowd in early 1996?
Oh, it was the Making a Difference shit. Pass.
Who did the Hollywood Blondes defeat to win the tag team titles on a March 93 worldwide?
The Hollywood Blondes. Steamboat and Shane Douglas.
Who did Sabu defeat in his WCW Nitro debut?
Mr. J.L.
Who was Bray Wyatt initially associated with when he debuted in NXT in 2012?
Pass.
Which two men joined Mike Rotunda's crew in his feud with Sullivan Slaughterhouse in 1990?
God. Pass.
Name four Ted DiBiase's four residences.
Uh, Atlantic City. No, not going to get it. Okay.
You didn't get the 30, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Damn it.
To do worse than Josh Richer.
I have to say that your response to some of these questions is the exact response that I would have. But you did get a couple right, starting with the first one. Owen and Bulldog did defeat the fake Razor and fake Diesel at In Your House, It's Time. Haku won one championship. He was a part of the Colossal Connection.
Of course.
In the tag team champion with Andre. Juventud did get arrested for running naked through a hotel in Australia. Got that one right. Barry Darso's final WWF pay-per-view was the 93 Rumble, which he was a part of. The tag team that you were very interested in, Fatu, making a difference. The tag team stalking him was the Samoan Gangsta Party. You did get the next one right, though. The Hollywood Blondes defeated Shane Douglas and Ricky Steamboat in March of 93 to win the WCW tag titles. Sabu's debut came against Alex Wright. Bray Wyatt was initially associated with a man with a mustache, Eli Cottonwood. This question, your response was mine, because I've never heard of this. The two men who joined Mike Rotunda's crew in his feud with Sullivan Slaughterhouse. That does not ring a bell for me. Abdullah the Butcher and Norman the Lunatic joined him. And Ted DiBiase's four residences were Palm Beach, Florida, Bel Air, California, Hyannisport, Massachusetts, I believe, and the Netherlands Antilles. I don't even know if I'm saying that one correctly.
All right. Netherlands and the Antilles. I feel like they didn't announce that one too much, but I think that's his winter, I want to say.
Yeah, that's probably where he sends his finances. So you know,
I know the summer's definitely Hyannisport. I'm confident in that. All right, the Alex Wright one's the Sabu one. I think JL is the pay-per-view match, and I think that's the one that always pops in your head.
Yeah, that was Havoc.
That's the big one, yeah. All right. Well, Ryan, we already know you won. We already know you're a six-time champion. But, like I said, if you get all of these right, you can choose the order you go in for every round next contest.
Gotcha.
And I always think we're going to stump Ryan on one, and then he just whistles it off. It's like his middle name.
Every time I'm like, oh, how did Ryan get the easier batch again? But they're never really easy. Whatever ones he gets just seem easy because he gets them all. All right.
Right, exactly.
Andy, you ready with the clock?
I'm ready.
All right. Which two former wrestling stars helped honor Tatanka with a headdress on a 1994 Raw?
Chief J. Strongbow and Wahoo McDaniel.
Which two men did Booker T defeat at Super Bowl VIII?
Perry Saturn and Rick Martel.
Which wrestler injured Trish Stratus in early 2005 to explain her time off for a herniated disc?
Pass.
Who was the first ever WCW Cruiserweight Champion?
Otani.
Which wrestling legend managed Pretty Wonderful in WCW?
The Assassin.
Who turned heel and helped AJ Styles defeat Dean Ambrose at TLC 2016?
What's the guy's name? James Ellsworth.
Who won the vacant Intercontinental title in a Battle Royal at Battleground 14?
The Miz?
Which two reasons were given for Samu to quit the Head Shrinkers in 1994?
He ate bad fish. And... he didn't want to wear boots.
How many times did Gail Kim win the TNA Knockouts title?
7.
Name 3 of the 4 non-wrestlers to participate in the Yokozuna Body Slam Challenge.
Bill Frelick. Pat Styling.
You lose!
You lose!
My
you
God.
Get nothing!
I swear sometimes he has the link to the sheet with the questions and answers.
Right? but he did not get a perfect score. And I will, when I read through these, I will explain. I think I'm starting to understand how Ryan's brain works through this. But which two former stars helped Tatanka with a headdress ceremony that was Chief J. Strongbow and Wahoo McDaniel? The two men Booker T defeated at Super Bowl VIII in consecutive single matches was Perry Saturn and Rick Martel. I believe that was Rick Martel's final match. The wrestler that injured Trish Stratus in early 2005 was Viscera. Here's where I think I get how Ryan's brain works. The first ever WCW Cruiserweight champion was Otani, but you were thinking all the way back to the light heavyweight champion, weren't you?
At first, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He knows
I
it
thought
all.
He had a stroke. He was like, cruiserweight, Otani, yep.
The wrestling legend that managed Pretty Wonderful in WCW was the Masked Assassin. James Ellsworth did turn heel to help AJ Styles defeat Dean Ambrose at TLC 2016. The Miz won the IC title in the Battle Royal at Battleground 2014. And he got this one right. The two reasons given for Samu to quit the Head Shrinkers: he did eat bad fish. And you said he didn't want to wear boots. We have written down he didn't cope with Albano trying to civilize them.
Same thing. Yeah, same thing.
I feel like that's the correct answer.
Yeah, that was it, pretty much.
Now, I need an answer from you here, Ryan. We said, how many times did Gail Kim win the TNA Knockouts title? You said 7. Was that a guess, or did
that
you
was
know
a total
that
guess. I was still laughing from the Samu answer.
It was correct. It was a correct guess. three of the four non-wrestlers who participated in the Body Slam Challenge were Lou Rousen, Peter Taglianetta, Scott Burrell, and Bill Fralick. You did get Bill Fralick, and then he just ran out of time. So
yeah, I wouldn't have gotten those other three guys.
Good. All right, 17 points, Ryan. Final tonight, Roy McNamara with 19. That's like a one round for Ryan. Ben Locke with 23, and Ryan Everett with 65. Previously, Ryan, you had total points of 188. And now your total after 6 episodes is 253 points. You're continuing to route. We're going to keep scouring the globe, not to Britain, I can tell you that much, but we'll keep scouring the globe to find you some legit competition. Any words, Ryan?
No, just happy to be here.
No, stay in face. Going. Stay in face. Yep. Oh, shit. All right. Well, hopefully everyone enjoyed this. I feel like part of the fun is, even if you know Ryan's going to win, is to see how many points he can get at this point and if we can possibly stump
him. I can't wait for Ryan to do the bonus round.
Yeah, it's always fun.
The lightning round.
All right, Rory, Ben, thanks for joining us. Hopefully we didn't waste too much of your wee hours of the morning with this, but appreciate you coming on. Be sure to check out everyone's shows that we mentioned earlier. Check out all the feeds, subscribe. And we'll check in next time. If you want to compete, let us know. Reach out to us on social media. See if you have what it takes to be champion of Body Press Your Luck. Talk to you later, everyone.
Good night.